This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we start this week, we want to start it by taking time with God together and orienting our lives around Him. You know, if you go out in the wilderness and you get lost, you use a compass to reorient yourself, to figure out which direction you're facing and which way you need to go. And that's what your time with God is each day. It helps you get your bearings in life, to stop judging where you're going and where you are and interpreting life just by what's happening right now. Circumstances change. They go up and down. And God wants your life to maintain a steady course no matter what else is changing around you. And your time with God each day keeps that stability in your life. Life is not about making it through. It's not about just earning a living. It's about honoring God, making a difference. And God wants to be involved in your life today. We want to look this week at the idea of having a passion to serve others. I want to take you to Philippians chapter 2 in the Bible and start reading from verse 3. Paul writes, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Do you see what Paul is pointing to? He's pointing to the heart attitude of Jesus Christ, God the Son, who existed for all eternity with God the Father, in total power, involved in the creation of this entire universe by the word of his power, full of the glory of heaven, who chose to humble himself because of his attitude, became a man, experienced rejection, a terrible treatment by other people, and even death on a cross. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. He took the form of a bond servant. Well, God wants to work that same attitude in yourself. You know, an attitude is something that develops, isn't it? An action you can choose to do or not do. But an attitude, when an attitude develops in you, then the actions just automatically flow from that. It's the attitude you have, and so you live on the basis of it. And what God wants to develop in you, what he's reminding you of today, is this attitude of serving others. It's an attitude that you can't make happen in yourself. But as you say to God, "I know this is your attitude, Lord, and I know you want to live it through me, and today I make myself available to you. Would you live this way through me today? Would you think this way through my heart and my mind today? I want to be a servant of others for your glory." God will do it. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.